My name's Darwin Holroyd, and we're here at the National Museum of Computing, standing in front of the Witch computer, also known as the Harwell Decatron.
Witch, W-I-T-C-H, what does that stand for?
Stands for Wolverhampton Instrument for Teaching Computing from Harwell. And that goes into the history of the machine there. So it was built in 1952 at Harwell, where it was used to calculate equations, or the answers to equations, to do with designing nuclear reactors, which is what they were doing there at Harwell at the time. And by 1956, it was obsolete, but instead of scrapping the machine, they decided to offer it up as a prize in a competition to any of the technical colleges in the United Kingdom. About 10 colleges applied, and Wolverhampton College of Technology, as it was known at the time, won. And when they got the machine, they renamed it to Witch.
It's a beautiful looking machine with the spinning lights sitting on the end of, what are they called?
Well, they're called decatrons. Decatrons were invented by Ericsson in approximately 1949. So when the machine was built, they were quite a new thing. This is really the only machine that was built that to use them, which is in some ways quite surprising because they are very good as memory devices. So a decatron is basically a neon tube. It has 10 positions where it can come to rest, and the glow, as it's called, can be stepped from one to the next by applying pulses. So a decatron, when it's in operation, will just have a spot at one point on its front, and you can pretty much read directly from there what the number is that it's storing. So this machine has 90 number stores altogether, each one of which is 8 digits plus a sign. So it's a fully decimal computer.
How many of these computers are there in the world?
Well, this was a one-off. So the Witch was built, well, Harwell Decatron computer, I should say, was built at Harwell. And at the time, just to put it into perspective, there were no more than 3 or 4 computers operating in the United Kingdom at the time, and no more than about a dozen in the world. So this really is a very early machine.
That's incredible. I believe in 1974 as well, it made the Guinness Book of Records.
That's right. So by 1974, it was still in use at Wolverhampton for teaching undergraduates. And at that point, it was had an entry in the Guinness Book of Records as the most durable computer in the world. And so we hope, obviously, once it's fully operational, to repeat that.
It's certainly amazing to see, and the work you must be doing. I mean, do you have any plans? Do you have any notes?
Yes, we're very lucky. The machine came with a full set of schematics, which don't quite match what the machine actually is. They more match what it was intended to be, but it's certainly a big help over having nothing. And we're also quite lucky to have a number of notes and scribblings from Wolverhampton, which go towards explaining some of the more obscure parts of the machine's operation.
So, the world's oldest operational digital computer, and it's here at the National Museum of Computing. How long will it be here for? Is this going to be its home from now on?
Well, we certainly hope so, yes.
Well, thank you very much for the work you are doing and continuing to do.
Thank you very much.